And it's 6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. This is Monday, December 27th, 2021. For those of you tuning in, we are certainly glad you're here. I'm here. Somewhat. Yeah, the mountain cedar allergies have kicked in and it nailed me. I admit it. I've been taking everything that I can possibly take. I've got my chaga mushroom tea here, and it's really, for those of you out there that like chaga mushrooms, if you've never heard of it, it keeps your lungs from getting messed up so you can talk. Speaking of talking, the number is 844-769-2944 this entire hour. News talk, because we're going to have Deborah Tavares explaining what is the metaverse. She has multiple websites. I mean, she's all over what is going on right now, from stopping crime to refusing smart meters to toxic atmosphere and drinking water. I mean, she's all over everything. We're going to have an interesting conversation in our second hour here today. Also want to let you know, on Tuesday, Wayne Elliott, of course, from Strauss Heart Drops, will be joining us, as well as Clay Clark. And the noon hour, that's a real treat, because Clay Clark's the one that's organizing General Michael Flynn's reawakening tour that's going all over the place. They're going to be in Phoenix in January and in February, Canton, Ohio. They have an upcoming date in Oregon. We're still checking the calendar on that. But he will be on the show with us tomorrow on Wednesday, Dr. James Thorpe, MD. He is a maternal-fetal medicine specialist, and despite a OBGYN gag order, he is speaking out about why pregnant women should not get the jab. You all think that just following whatever Dr. Anthony Mengele tells you is right on because it's the government and he must know what he's talking about? This moron has never treated a respiratory condition before, folks. He has tried, like the Dickens, to get various vaccines patented with no luck. I'm going to talk about some of that stuff because David Martin, PhD from University of Virginia, just came out with another video. We're going to be talking about that as well on the show today. Also on Wednesday, Nathan Crane, Director of Cancer, the Integrative Perspective, he'll be here with us on the show as well. Thursday, Robert Tiktalian from Vitamir. We'll be here along with Michael S. Goldstein with an interesting solution as to how to remove critical race theory from our schools. Friday, well, let's see, that's December 31st, the last day of the year. And, of course, it's our New Year's Eve holiday rebroadcast. We got some goodies for you. We're going to rebroadcast in hour number one. We're going to broadcast the interview with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And hour number two, Tony Lyons of Skyhorse Publishing. We're going to have him on as a rebroadcast. You're going to love that. So this is all of what's happening as far as our guests this week at the Power Mall. For those of you interested, we got 10% off Strauss Naturals products. That's all your heart drops, kidney support, bladder support, prostate, cardio support. 10% off the Vitamir products. Your natural mouthwash, your Zinc Plus toothpaste, your Extra, Zinc Plus Extra toothpaste, children's toothpaste, and the gelatinized maca capsules. And, of course, we still have the OptiVita, buy two, get one half off, which you can mix and match. And we have the new Complete Essentials 30-pack. When you order, ask for a sample. We'll toss one in there for you. Jay will hook you up. And now, for those of you, special announcement. For those of you who are chomping at the bit, waiting for The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Power Mall now has the book on sale. I would anticipate that our producer, Catherine, probably ordered a couple of cases of that book. And I can tell you right now, from the people I've talked with that are listening to this show, those suckers are going to fly off the shelf like nobody's business, especially with our introductory 10% off price of 29 and a quarter for the book, The Real Anthony Fauci. It's a very deep read. And if you want to be totally informed on what's going on with the jab, this is the book to have. It goes into detail about what a criminal Anthony Fauci, I call him Mengele for a reason. I'm not like Laura Logan where I'm beholden to Fox and I'm going to get kicked off because I call him Dr. Anthony Mengele, because that's what he is. And to sit there and put people on remdesivir and kill them on a ventilator, the man ought to be ashamed of himself. I somehow seem to recall there's a Nuremberg code out there that might apply to him. Oh, no, he's the Lord God patron saint of Wuhan. And so, you know, we certainly can't upset the man because he'll throw a tantrum on CNN or MSDNC. We're also doing a flash sale of 20% off the Victory for State Sovereignty by Sheriff Richard Mack. And we've had him on the show before, and I really like this man. This man is standing up for the rights of Americans. And if your sheriff is not a constitutional sheriff, well, you need to hook him and Sheriff Richard Mack up together. I guarantee you it will be a winning combination once Richard Mack gets into your sheriff's brain. We also have 10% off your North American Urban Spice today. Orega Oaks Gummies and the O2 Rega. That's right. Anything to do with the P73 oregano oil, it's there. And we'll even throw in a sample pack of gummies when you place your order at the Power Mall. You can try them out. And the BOGO on Tranquil, buy one, get one, while supplies last. Still going on. And remember, every Friday is Cash Friday discount. You get 10% on your purchase at the Power Mall every Friday by using the code Cash Friday at checkout when you select cash, check, or money order. So Deborah Tavares will be joining us in the noon hour. She is spreading the words, exposing the connections between mysterious global trends of man-made and corporate military-controlled technologies. You remember the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower, I like Ike. God, I'm dating myself again. You remember, he warned us about this. She'll be talking about smart meters. And hey, guess what I just did? I just bought a cover for my smart meter. It's like a Faraday cage for your smart meter. It just fits right over the top and blocks all the radiation off of it. Yeah, I found one online, bought it. It's coming, be here in a couple days. I'll throw it on there. But here's the thing. If you can leave that smart meter on the pole and it's quite a distance away from the house, so you don't have to put the smart meter on the house, you're way better off. Seriously, you are. Because that thing is putting out radiation like nobody's business. There are studies out there that show that if you stand in front of a smart meter long enough, you start to become disoriented and may even fall over because of the amount of radiation that this thing puts out. We'll talk to Deborah Tavares about that and all her other websites and see what she's been up to, because she's got a ton of information. That's what's important. So aside from all of this, and, you know, we try to keep you in the loop and informed on what's going on. And also understand, when we talk about certain things having to do with this jab, and we're going to have Jody O'Malley on the show tomorrow as well. She is the whistleblower nurse for the government. I want to tell you something about Jody O'Malley. She has a lot of, for a woman, a lot of cojones, and I use that word in a nice way, because she stood up. She's on administrative leave right now while they investigate what she said to Project Veritas's James O'Keefe. The video came out, and they actually did a inside taping at the Phoenix Indian Hospital that's run by the federal government. Doctors there are saying the vaccine is full of caca. I use that word so I don't have to use the S word. That sounds like shoot, except it's not spelled the same way. And so it's a very colorful video. And if you haven't seen Jody O'Malley on that video, we're going to spend some time with her talking to her about all of this nonsense that's been happening and how the government is not complying. I'm going to get into that and talk a little bit about that as well. And so now we move on to the news. Be glad you don't live in Canada. And if you do and you're listening to the show, I'm sorry what they've done to you. Your government has admitted to secretly tracking 33 million phones during the COVID-19 lockdown. 33 million phones. They clandestinely tracked the devices to access the public's responsiveness during lockdown measures. In other words, what they were probably doing is looking to see whether or not you stayed in your house. Wow. Yeah, they can dial it up, and all they got to do is, you know, people mistakenly think, I've got nothing to hide. And so what do? They leave their tracking device on and their cell phone. You see, that's the gateway to getting in your brain when they turn on 5G. Now, people don't know enough about 5G other than the fact it's 20 or 30 times the EMF radiating power of 4G. So understand that when you get a population that is hanging on their cell phone and they have their tracking device on their cell phone, like Find My Phone, don't think that the government doesn't know where you are, because they do. We have a real surveillance state problem in this day and age. We've had Patrick Wood on from Technocracy News before to talk about stuff like this. Some people just think it's a joke. Some people say, well, I haven't committed a crime. I got nothing to worry about. Yeah. Till they come for you. And I got to ask myself about all this nonsense with this house-to-house jab stuff that Austria thinks it wants to do and Germany may start doing, where they basically just kick your door in and jab everybody in the family. I got a real problem with that, and that my mindset immediately drifted off to, what is the jab when somebody forcibly attacks you with it? It's called assault here in America. And if somebody is assaulting you, think Kyle Rittenhouse. Come with a jab, leave with a bullet. This is it. When you get attacked, you have to defend yourself in any way possible. It doesn't matter who's coming at you with that needle. But if they want to stick all your family with a needle, you know, you have the right to defend yourself by any means possible. That's why I said, come with a jab, leave with a bullet. I wouldn't be afraid, because it's assault as far as I'm concerned. Now, does that sound like I'm way out there? No, because Austria is already doing this. They're already coming at people and making them take the jab by force. Whether the jab has junk in it or not, stuff we don't know. There's been enough videos out there lately. If you just, you know, get on Rumble and BitChute and some of these other back channels on the internet and study this stuff, you'll see all of the stuff that Dr. Andreas Nowak, who was murdered by German police, found, and it was all graphene oxide. The stuff is like microscopic razor blades. And here's the thing. When you go get the jab, if you're stupid enough to go get it, and I'm sorry, you know, there was a reason why you got it. You drank the Kool-Aid. Most of Congress is drinking the Kool-Aid. President Trump is drinking his own Kool-Aid. I don't get it. Why is President Trump drinking his own? Why is he on TV bragging about he got the booster? What a moron. I would think that, you know what, Donald, you're fired. I can't deal with this, because you're supposed to be on our side. You're a businessman. You're a CEO. Now, unless you're heavily vested in Pfizer and Moderna and J&J and you're making tons of money off of this, or Pfizer donated to your political campaign and you owe them, you know, you folks, you got to start looking at this. You got to follow the money. Like Dr. Evil said in the Austin Powers flick, show me the money. Oh, I think that was Tom Cruise. Yeah. That said that. Might have been the other guy that he was talking to, Cuba Gooding Jr., who was on the other end of the line. The baseball player is trying to negotiate a contract for. And he's like, show me the money. But Dr. Evil, of course, impersonated that. So it's one of these things, if you follow the money, you'll find out whose loyalty is to whom, and you'll think twice about who you vote for in the upcoming elections. We have a lot of rhinos out there that are doing damage to this country. Mitch, you need to go home. You need to just get out of the game, Mitch. I'm talking to you, the guy from Kentucky. You lived way past, like, you and Pelosi and all the rest of them. You know, Pelosi, the Wicked Witch of the West. You know, you've outlived your time here in serving in Congress. Part of the problem is we did not put term limits in. and we just let these people run ad infinitum ad nauseum, and look what they've done to us. This is the thing. I look at our future, and I'm going, wow, if we don't start standing up for ourselves, we're in trouble. I mean, if Canada is tracking 33 million phones during a lockdown, what do you think the U.S. is doing? For those of you who are watching the Ukraine situation unfold, you should know that American mercenaries, according to RT, this is a overseas news service, they're preparing a chemical weapon incident in East Ukraine, according to Russia. You see, here's the propaganda starting up again. So you have the Russian defense minister pointing a finger and saying there's more than 120 employees of American paramilitary contractors operating in the region where they're working with Ukrainian special forces. Containers with unidentified chemical components have been delivered to the cities of Avdiivka and Krasny Liman in Donbass in order to stage provocations. And so you have to understand, Putin is aware of it, whether it's false flag propaganda. Keep your eyes and ears open. Read between the lines. And, of course, if you're living in Connecticut and you know Governor Ned Lamont, well, he wasn't infected. But there were people who attended numerous large gatherings in the days before and after this party that Ted Lamont threw to a small number of guests who have all of a sudden contracted breakthrough coronavirus infections. Neither Lamont nor his wife, Annie Lamont, were affected, according to CT Insider. The infections occurred even though guests were required to provide full proof of vaccination, as well as a negative coronavirus test result. You got to love the Kool-Aid drinkers, folks. And supposedly they had to wear a mask. You see, they're all drinking the Kool-Aid up there. These are blue states, folks. They are drinking the Kool-Aid. This is what happens when you drink the Kool-Aid. You go down with Jim Jones. Follow? They have poisoned these jabs, and this is why Jody O'Malley came out and says, hey, here we got a 15-year-old kid, he's perfectly healthy, and he's got myocarditis, he just got the jab. Oh, what do you mean we can't pin that on the jab? Seriously? And here's all these people that have been vaccinated. We have, according to Epic Times, a U.S. Navy warship pausing deployment after an outbreak among 100% immunized crew. You see, they're tearing down our military. And the USS Milwaukee, LCS-5, a Freedom variant littoral combat ship, remains in port. They're testing positive. They're sticking that graphene oxide swab up their nose. All these people wanted to be in the military, so they're willing to take the jab. They're all immunized, and now they're all having what they call breakthrough cases. What a joke. Breakthrough, seriously? Again, common sense and logic should kick in, and you should understand that when you get a flu shot, what they give you a little bit of, the flu. And when they give you a COVID shot, they give you, well, see, here's the thing. There's some undisclosed stuff. Now, would it interest you to know that according to Dr. David Martin, that gain-of-function research on this very coronavirus vaccine started in 2002, with the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill patent on coronaviruses? That was gain of function. Call it what you will, but I'm calling it GOF. In 2003, there was the first outbreak of SARS. This is the first time that they weaponized a coronavirus. And guess what? University of North Carolina Chapel Hill got a $191 billion, with a B, dollar grant from Lord God Fauci, patron saint of Wuhan. So I just want you to know how connected he and Dr. Ralph Barrick at UNC Chapel Hill are. Because they're out there, and they are definitely investigating this stuff. The first case, or the first isolated virus, WIV1, that's Wuhan isolated virus 1, was constructed in the U.S. in UNC Chapel Hill by Dr. Ralph Barrick and his crew. and it was sent over in 2013. You see, they were already messing with this stuff. And if they're doing it that late in the game, and I'm talking about late meaning beyond our comprehension, we didn't know this was going on. From 2002 to 2015, they were playing with these gain-of-function experiments. In 2016, the National Academy of Sciences released a paper, according to David Martin, stating that this vaccine or this virus was, quote, poised for human emergence, unquote. In other words, they already had this thing figured out long before the pandemic. So to me, when you look at stuff like this and you do the research on the patents and just don't take my word for it, there's a interview with Stu Peters and Karen Kingston floating around the ozone out there, and she'll actually take you to the patent paperwork on Moderna's own website. You don't believe me? Go to Moderna's website and look it up, and you'll see what kind of garbage is in this. This is not, they're not being friendly here, folks. Not at all. This is a genocidal depopulation effort. That's what it is. Can't be anything other than that, because when you look at the statistics, why did all of a sudden they target the over 65 crowd for vaccines and locking them up in nursing homes with diseased people so they get sick and die? Why would they do that? It's called population reduction. Think about it. They did it because they knew what was going to happen. They had planned for it already. They already had the vaccine in manufacture. 9/11 didn't just happen for a reason. The Patriot Act didn't just happen for a reason. They had that Patriot Act already sitting on the shelf, ready for 9/11. You can't write a pleading that fast and get it in front of Congress and get it passed unless something pushes their button. We're going to continue this conversation after the break. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
This is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
the Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
And once again, good morning to all of you. It's 11:32 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour with you Monday, December 27, 2021. Getting very close to the end of the year, folks. Are you reveling and, you know, the parties, the New Year's Eve party? You know, I don't even know how many people are actually going to go to a New Year's Eve party after what happened during COVID. It makes me wonder if these New Year's Eve parties aren't things of the past and we're all going to be at home celebrating, thanking God for every day we're still alive. The U.S. Supreme Court is going to hear two Biden vaccine mandate cases on January 7th. They want to know, and they're going to entertain whether the Biden administration can force large employers to mandate their employees to have COVID shots or weekly tests, and whether the government can force healthcare workers at facilities that receive Medicare or Medicaid funding to be jabbed. January 4th was the date this stuff was supposed to take effect, and it does not appear that the workers whose jobs are on the line, if they don't submit to the experimental injections, are going to receive relief from the high court before then. Yesterday, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh asked the Biden administration to respond to appeals asking the court to block enforcement of the OSHA rule about large businesses, which was given the go-ahead by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit by Friday, December 30th. It makes you wonder, either the argument is wrong, the reasoning is wrong, or the courts are behind this and they're corrupt. Take your pick. Now let's get back to that other portion of the conversation on this jabbing situation. Why did they go after people over 65 years of age? Two reasons. One, because 65-year-olds and older are more than likely to vote conservative, and if they can kill all of them, you have that many less conservative voters out there keeping conservative politicians in office. The second reason they did it is because when you hit that age and you've been contributing to Social Security, if you have been contributing to Social Security, it is possible that they want you gone so they don't have to pay the beneficiary payments that are due you, because Social Security, according to David Martin, is going to be fully insolvent in 7 years. It became a Ponzi scheme in the 1980s. I remember Dr. Gary North telling me in a conversation once, he was Reagan's chief economist, that Social Security was the biggest Ponzi scheme ever pulled off, and Congress found it useful to use the Social Security fund as a slush fund and took all this money for whatever pet projects they wanted, and they had no intention of putting it back in there. So now that we have this jab out there and we have all these dutiful, patriotic over 65ers that are willing to run in and get the jab and put their lives at risk, You know, it doesn't really hit you, folks, unless you know somebody over 65 that's gotten the jab that days later is dead. Maybe that is when it sinks in. Who knows? Maybe it's your 16-year-old son that you insist drink the Kool-Aid with you, and he goes out and gets a jab. 4 days later, he's dead. And I'm supposed to feel sorry for your stupid mistake? You know, I really have a hard time with this, folks, because this is not informed consent. Your kid did not understand when you jabbed him what informed consent was. And now, according to Dr. Mercola, the reason our children are being targeted by these COVID mandates is because they want to get, and I'm talking about the vaccine makers. Remember I told you to follow the money? They want to get the shots onto the childhood vaccination schedule, and for a reason. Because once they add the vaccine to the childhood vaccine schedule, all of them are shielded from liability for injuries unless the manufacturer knows about vaccine safety issues and withholds the info. Ha! Well, guess what? I'm looking at part two of Title 42. I went and I dug this up because when David Martin said it, I go, ah, Mr. Martin, Dr. Martin, I'm going to go look this up. Title 42, Section 300AA-28, Manufacturer Record Keeping and Reporting. This is a general rule now, folks. Each vaccine manufacturer of a vaccine set forth in the vaccine injury table or any other vaccine the administration of which is mandated by law or regulations of any state shall, with respect to each batch, lot, or other quantity manufacturer licensed after December 22, 1987. You got to understand, this was put out there by Reagan in 1986 when he signed the Liability Act that basically prevented anybody from suing the manufacturer. And we're talking about being able to maintain records documenting the history of the manufacturing processes, testing, reworking, anything having to do with whatever batch, lot, or other quantity they make. And they have to report this, and they must include with each such report a certification signed by a responsible corporate official that such report is true and complete, and prepare and maintain, and upon request submit to the secretary product distribution records for each such vaccine by batch, lot, or other such quantity number. They haven't been doing this, folks. They're breaking the law, and we are letting them get away with it. Here's the thing. You know, when you have a law that requires that theirs be kept accurate and they're not keeping it accurate and they're distorting information and they're requiring government agencies and hospitals that get Medicare and Medicaid benefits to report it and they're not, they're distorting it. They're distorting the facts. Here's the loophole. Under B of that same section, 300AA-28 of Title 42, Health and Welfare. Sanction. Any vaccine manufacturer who intentionally destroys, alters, falsifies, or conceals any record or report required under paragraph 1 or 2 of this subsection shall be subject to a civil penalty of up to $100,000 per occurrence, or 2, be fined $50,000 or imprisoned for not more than 1 year, or both. So that is a potential of $150,000 for these violations. Such penalty shall apply to the person who intentionally destroyed, altered, falsified, or concealed such record or report, to the person who directed that such record or report be destroyed, altered, falsified, or concealed, and to the vaccine manufacturer for which such person is an agent, employee, or representative. Each act of destruction, alteration, falsification, or concealment shall be treated as a separate occurrence. How many times have they concealed this information from the American public? Each time they concealed it constitutes an occurrence, folks. That's a loophole in my book. Why isn't anybody talking about it? Why isn't anybody suing under that loophole? Especially if these vaccines kill your kid. They didn't disclose the fact that all this graphene oxide was in there and it was causing blood clots. They didn't disclose that. I heard all these pharmacy techs at the local grocery store say it was safe and effective. Wow. And they don't want you to get treated with ivermectin. this New Jersey pharmaceutical company supplying ivermectin to a UK trial. That's a study that was paused for a short period of time, said there were no supply issues with the pills. Ivermectin is being investigated as part of the government-backed platform randomized trial of treatments in the Community for Epidemic and Pandemic Illnesses, or PRINCIPAL for short, in the UK as a possible home treatment for COVID. You see, the Brits are a little smarter than Fauci. The Brits have obviously figured that if this stuff is killing people and they're having breakthrough cases for all the people that are jabbed, must mean there's something in this thing that's causing very weird side effects, if not in giving people a full-blown case of COVID. I have studied this stuff and interviewed doctors, frontline doctors, and talked to people incessantly since this nonsense began in March of 2020, folks. And as a card-carrying news person, I am shocked and dismayed that the mainstream media is willing to sit back under orders and cover it up. And then they get tax benefits. Wow. For those of you who were traveling during the Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and are continuing to travel, you probably noticed that the fears of the moronic variant conflicted with a lot of the travel plans for the airlines. Multiple airlines across the country canceled hundreds of flights, leaving people stranded. 1.7 million travelers took to the skies at checkpoints across the U.S., a number that's over twice as high as the nearly 847,000 screened on the same day last year. Well, what was going on last year? We were just coming out of the more serious aspects of corona. About 800,000 fewer screenings than on Christmas Eve 2019 when we were in the middle of lockdown. So that means only 47,000 people traveled over the same period of time. And the Omicron surge is causing more than 2,100 flights to be canceled on December 26th, the day after Christmas. And, of course, what do the airlines blame it on? Staffing issues. Wow. Craziness of it all, isn't it? And you wonder what's going on with the jab and why they want to give you the jab. You want to know why they're doing this? I can't say it anymore. From every doctor I've talked to and David Martin, who's done the research on this stuff, and you read the patents and you read the junk that's in it they don't tell you about. And see, here's the thing. What they don't tell you is that if they hit the muscle, the deltoid muscle, which is where they're supposed to be giving this to you in your arm, well, it is possible that if they hit the deltoid muscle, it might not get you as bad. But what happens if they hit a vein with the jab, which is entirely possible? Let's say they falsely or not fraudulently, but basically commit medical malpractice administering the jab in the wrong place and they hit a vein and they send this stuff straight to your heart and goes to your brain with all of these little microscopic razor blades in the jab with this graphene oxide that got Dr. Andreas Nowak murdered 4 days after he turned that information loose. You got to wonder why the nefarious behavior. You got to wonder why so many people were put on remdesivir. Oh, and by the way, for those of you who don't know the dark side of remdesivir, guess what? Dr. Ralph Barrick at UNC Chapel Hill was co-investigating remdesivir, and he knew it was killing people when they put him on the protocols. And this was during the AIDS pandemic. They knew it was killing people, yet they still continue to administer it to people in hospitals, and we sit idly by when our loved one is in the ICU, and they're hooking him up to this bag of $3,100 junk that's going to kill him. And we sit there and go, oh, well, they did the best they could. Hospitals are now looking like death traps to me. Last place you'd want to be, which is why ivermectin and all these other frontline doctor treatments they're doing when you even think you might be getting sick with it. This is where they keep using this moronic variant to continue to scare people. It's no worse than the common cold. This, according to all the officials in Africa, they have no deaths. And, of course, the media came out and lied about the alleged death to Omicron variant in Texas. Never happened. Here they're making stuff up to keep the fear level up. You know, what does the Bible say about the spirit of fear? That should be the least of our concerns. We should not be overcome by the spirit of fear. They can't make you do something you don't want to do. And if they come to you by force, you have the right, like Peter did in the Garden of Gethsemane, to cut off the servant's ear with a sword. So this is how it all plays out, huh? We're not paying attention. We've become complacent. We've been lulled into a false sense of security with Netflix and God knows what else, because we had to hunker down in our house. I mean, they caught me too, folks. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to be very honest. I was wiping my feet. I was wiping off my car. I was wiping everything off. I was wiping off my groceries. This whole thing is a joke. The whole thing, yes. Does COVID exist? Yes. Is it a bioweapon? Yes. Are we overreacting? Definitely. Is Fauci a communist pig? In my book, but that's my opinion. You can treat him like the patron saint of Wuhan if you want. But in my book, the man is a murderer. And every time that he used that protocol, putting people on a ventilator and putting them on remdesivir and he kills them, that murder's on him. Blood's on his hands. It's the way I look at it. You take that for what you think you need to. We move on to energy with the time we have left here. The COVID-19 pandemic has spurred an energy demand. Well, what happens when demand goes up, folks? Let's put on the little economic thinking caps now. When demand goes up, prices go up, right? I learned that in Econ 1 in college. The Biden administration's reliance on imports. Now, this is where Mr. Biden is. Like I say, the man at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with a mental acuity of a two-year-old, and I'm probably being too nice. And most of you probably caught the little clip on there where he was sitting there with his wife, Jill, listening to the NORAD campaign where they were tracking Santa's sleigh, and somebody from Oregon called up and said, yeah, let's go, Brandon. And Joe Biden said, yeah, let's go, Brandon. I agree. So, Joe, did you just tell everybody to go F themselves, or did you basically agree that you should go F yourself? Is that what the deal was? Wow. I mean, unbelievable. I just got to scratch my head, because according to Peter Doocy at Fox News, where they aired this clip, right after that, the line went dead. And apparently he said that the guy that called up and said that is on Santa's naughty list. Well, it's worse than that, folks, because he's getting death threats. He was from Oregon, a father of four from Oregon, and he's the one that did that, and he's been getting, international headlines, and he said it was made in jest. And, of course, the guy's name is Jared Schmeck, a father of four. His intention was not to humiliate. Understanding there is a vulgar meaning to let's go, Brandon. But he's not that simple-minded, no matter how he feels about the president. According to Mr. Schmeck, he is the president. Now, I'm not sure. I'm glad I didn't mispronounce his name and call him Schmuck. But he was a former police officer who worked for a power company now. He said his family typically calls the NORAD Santa tracker on Christmas Eve every year, and he didn't know it was being live streamed. But anyway, he said that the president was a cordial guy. Well, how is he supposed to be? Now we got these cruise ships out there. The craziness of it all. Odyssey of the Seas not docking at Aruba and Curacao this week following an onboard outbreak of COVID involving some 55 passengers and crew members. 95% of the boat was fully vaccinated, right? Holland America Cruise Line ship denied entry to a Mexican port. Mexican State of Jalisco's health department confirmed 21 crew members on the Koningsdam Cruise Line tested positive. You know, they're all vaccinated. I mean, seriously, we can go down a list of, you know, want to get COVID? Go on a cruise. I think I'm going to put cruise on the bottom of my bucket list. I don't know that this ever will cease, especially with all these vaccinated people. We get some resolution here. If, in fact, they were out to kill all these people with the jab, we won't know until it actually happens and they all start dropping dead en masse and we start filling up hospitals with people that have COVID and they all got the jab and they're all dying. It's not supposed to be like that. The jab was supposed to protect us, right? You have to understand, in this day and age, you cannot trust anybody in your government. And I'm not anti-government, folks. Governments are necessary. They're put there by we the people to do the bidding of we the people, not to control and enslave we the people, which apparently they've lost their way. And now they're murdering people, and we let them get away with it. That is until 2022. You have the right to go out and vote them out of office. Governor Kathy Hochul, the Wicked Witch of the East, she now has signed a law and a measure that makes falsifying COVID-19 vax cards a crime. Class D felony. By amending the legal definition of a written instrument in the Penal Code to explicitly include a COVID-19 vaccine card that shows information such as the date a person received their vax, a type, and the lot number. I mean, we're talking felonies punishable from no jail with probation up to 7 years in the slammer for falsifying a card. And you see, the big firms were holding their hand out during the COVID relief funding. More than 900 fraud cases linked to pandemic-related relief funds are being investigated, according to the Secret Service. They said there was potential fraudulent activity nearing the $100 billion mark related to the relief funds handed out last year. This is the IG's office coming up with that figure. There's no new research data or analysis of fraud, the statement noted. Presumably the figure is now higher. This is coming from unemployment benefits improperly dispersed. How do you like that? And you wonder why all these people are sitting at home drawing unemployment and they're not willing to work. But yet now we're finding out that this all may be tied into some sort of fraud. Well, if you're drawing unemployment, I think I'd be a little freaked out right now. Because you never know when they're going to come knock on your door and say, would you come with us, please? Got to wonder about that. You had every opportunity to work, but yet you chose not to. And so now, because of this COVID pandemic, oh, guess what now? But wait, there's more. The FDA authorizes Merck's COVID-19 pill. Oh, we got the magic pill. No, it's not the morning after pill, folks. You know, this is the thing. Here's our government, Merck's drug, molnupiravir, developed with Ridgeback Biotherapeutics. Now, here they come out and they give these, and the government buys all the stuff. They buy $3.3 billion pills. Only to find out, oh, it says here, $2.2 billion purchase. That's how much they cost. All right, so the Food and Drug Administration then, after the purchase, issued an emergency use authorization. In other words, they put the cart before the horse. Government went out and spent $2.2 billion on something that wasn't even authorized for use. Oh, but the FDA's got a bad cleanup here. The FDA is not your friend, folks. Neither is the CDC, the NIH, or the NIAID. But M-I-C-K-E-Y, I mean, that he may not be your friend either after this is all over. And we want to know how religion is getting involved in this. Breitbart is reporting the Archbishop. I mean, I'm beside myself now. Archbishop Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, has pushed Christian theology to the very limit by claiming that Jesus would have wanted everybody to get vaxxed. Seriously, Justin Welby, the Eton-educated former oil executive, now unaccountably Britain's most senior churchman, speaking in response to an obviously planted question by ITN News. And so the most reverend Justin Welby, the top bishop in the Church of England, said getting vaccinated is a moral issue which supersedes personal desires or rights. I probably have at least 100 Catholic people listening to this show right now that are shaking their head. Come on, Archbishop, you really had to stick your nose in this. I think you stepped in it. You didn't stick your nose in it. So now Truth Seeker is reporting that more Ventura County nurses, and this is like Jody O'Malley revisited. We're going to have her on the show tomorrow. Conejo Guardians report on alarming trends in Ventura County hospitals. More nurses have come forward to affirm the rise in unexplained heart problems, strokes, and blood clotting in their local vaccinated patient populations. Duh! We've been trying to warn you of this. We told you this was going to happen. Nobody wanted to believe us. They all thought we were nothing but a bunch of conspiracy theorists and nuts, and now all these people are dropping dead. Or their breakthrough. This is their excuse, folks. Breakthrough cases? No, it's not breakthrough. The science doesn't support breakthrough. They got the jab. They got COVID, right? It's the way it is. I mean, this is not the last time we will talk about this. Coming up at the top of the hour after our break, Deborah Tavares will be here talking about the metaverse and all sorts of other crazy things going on in the world right now. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.